KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Really happy to welcome no stranger to Laguna Beach, no stranger to playing live shows around here in South Orange County, Grammy award-winning songwriter and singer and actress Macy Gray on the phone with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You do play a lot of shows around here. You've done Mozambique a couple times in our town, Coach House a couple times, so you must at least like playing our southern tip of Orange County, right?
Yeah, I do. It's cool out there. It's a great crowd. We always have a lot of fun.
Great. Well, we're going to see you on November 10th at the Coach House. It's the 14th mm-hmm. anniversary of your album On How Life Is, and you're actually just going to play the thing straight through, if I got that right, right?
We play the whole album, but there's songs from other albums, and there's like a couple different versions of some songs. It's pretty cool. It's a great show, but it's not like we just come in and play the album down, no.
Sure. Yeah, you've obviously done a lot of stuff since, you know, in those 14 years, so there's a lot more stuff to cover.
Yeah. Exactly.
But what's it like for you to kind of revisit the stuff that, gave you that initial success 14 years ago?
You know, it's wild to, because we've done a few shows already, and it's just wild to do those songs so many years later, and people still know the words, and I still, you know, get really excited when they hear the intro. They know what song it is, so it's cool just to see that those songs have stuck with people for that long.
Sure. Does it surprise you at all that people are still singing along and know it and love hearing you do it on stage?
Yeah. I mean, I'm used to people knowing I try, you know.
Sure.
But some of the stuff, like album cuts, and they'll be like, you know, still singing every single word with me. It's great.
Yeah, that's really cool. I was excited to hear about your covered album that you did last year. Not only covering classics like the Eurythmics, but also a My Chemical Romance song, an Arcade Fire song. It seems like you're kind of all over the place, not discriminating genres on that album, which is cool, right?
Well, I'm a huge music fan, so I've heard a lot of music. So when we talked about doing a covers album, you know, I had so many songs to, you know, choose from. So it just really came down to what the song was about and how well we thought we could deliver it, you know.
Yeah.
But it was, tons of stuff we wanted to do, you know.
Are you a fan of the new Arcade Fire album, being a fan of theirs? We play a lot of that on our little indie radio station here in Laguna.
Yeah, it's so funny. They had this, that channel Palladia, if you have cable.
No, I never watched that.
No. Well, it's like 24-hour concert. And
okay.
So they were just on like 3 days ago playing the new album.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's an amazing band. That's a trippy band.
Yeah, and it's amazing that you can do a cover of like a 14-piece band with just yourself on stage.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. And then last year you also did a remake of a Stevie Wonder album called Talking Book of the same name, I guess 30 years or 40 years after it came out. Was that just kind of a personal love for you that you wanted to tribute?
Yeah, it was really my producer, Hal Wilner's idea. We were talking about covers and stuff, and he said, you know, no one's ever done a complete album remake. So we set off on this tangent to, you know, find a great album. And of course, like 50,000 ideas came up, and we went with that one because I know that album so well, and it was really a coincidence. It was exactly the 40th anniversary of it.
Yeah, that's perfect. And you're right. No one ever has done a full album remake. Do you think you kind of started a trend with that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a trend, but I'm pretty sure no one's done it. We looked it up everywhere, and I don't think anybody's ever done it yet.
Okay.
But it's wild. I think somebody should try it.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if I'm going to do it again, but I think somebody else is.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, again, Macy Gray on the phone. We're going to see her on stage Sunday, November 10th at the Coach House, the 14th anniversary of On How Life Is, playing a lot of tracks, revisiting that first album she did. I know you're a mom now, right? Three teenagers in the house, so it can't be easy to tour all the time.
Yeah, of course, I miss them desperately. But, you know, teenagers, you know, it's different when they're little because you can just drag them along and throw them in the back seat. But you know, when they're teenagers, they have all these plans and all these things they want to do that they're not telling you about, you know. So, but I'm lucky that I got great kids, but you know, they're still teenagers, so it is difficult.
Do you think any of them will have successful music careers?
Well, I'm one of those mothers that made sure they all knew how to play the piano.
Sure.
They all play. My son actually figured out how to make his own studio. I mean, you know, they're really young, you know. You don't really know. I don't know, but they all, you know, they all got a good start if they want to.
Well, congratulations on the success of the first time you did this tour, which was nearly sold out, which is why you're doing it again. I know you have a lot of fan base around here, people who are used to seeing you at venues and always get excited when somebody of your name comes to our town, because, you know, we don't get a lot of celebrities in Laguna Beach, so, you know, at least not publicly. So when you come by, I know it's always exciting for the town, so thanks for coming by again.
Thank you. I can't wait.
Great. Again, Macy Gray, November 10th. That's a Sunday. Tickets online at coachhouse.com. We'll see you out there doing your original album and some other stuff. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.